The Historic Normal Theater has dealt with their COVID-related closing by migrating content online, offering film fans a chance to take part in the Living Room Film Festival by streaming exclusive content. Now with restrictions eased, Adam Fox, civic arts manager for the Town of Normal, says they're hoping to bring movies back to the theater very soon.
What is more important to us than when we reopen is how we reopen. So we are making sure that everything that we need to do to open safely, to make sure that we are giving everybody the best possible cinema-going experience while still considering patron safety and comfort during these obviously uncertain times, is what's driving everything we're doing now. So the Normal Theater is going to look and feel a little different when people come back. We are going to have assigned seating in the theater, so you will have to select your seat, and those will be socially distanced appropriately.
Do you select your seat in advance online, or do you do that at the box office?
You can purchase your ticket online and select your seat there. That's the easiest way to guarantee you get the seat that you're looking for. You can also select your seat when you're purchasing it at the box office. We'll be able to show you what seats are available at that time as well. We're migrating over to a new ticketing software to make all of this a little bit more streamlined, make it an easier experience for everybody.
Are you requiring that people wear masks, Adam?
We are going to be requiring masks anytime anybody is moving through the building. We don't want to do away with concessions because obviously that's a major part of the theater-going experience. So it's that delicate balance of mask versus popcorn. We're approaching it almost like the way you approach a seatbelt when you're on an airplane. You're going to be required to be wearing a mask anytime you're up and moving through the theater. But when you're in your seat, we are going to highly encourage that you're wearing your mask at all times. But of course, if you're consuming concessions, we understand that might be a time to take it off. Again, we will also have everybody socially distanced far enough away from each other that you can be comfortable without wearing the mask.
Well, you mentioned popcorn. Are you making any changes with regards to concessions? I mean, do you have to really limit it with what you're offering?
We are going to be changing how we package everything for concessions. So popcorn will be served in a sealed box. We won't be scooping it, handing it to anybody in the cups. The boxes do have the exact same amount of popcorn. It's actually a little bit more than you get in the cup, and we will have a visual to demonstrate that for any naysayers or doubters. We will be doing bottles of soda instead of pouring them for people. So some of those things is to limit the amount of handling of any food items. Now, where you get concessions is going to be interesting because the concession stand is moving to the lobby of the theater, which is a very different thing for people. The concessions for the Normal Theater has been in the back left side of the house since the theater reopened. But because of where it's been located, it's really hard for us to figure out how to socially distance customers as they're walking up, make sure everybody has a comfortable experience, not shuffling by everyone. So we've decided that the lobby is the safest and best place to put that. And we think it's actually going to speed things up and make it a little bit more comfortable for everyone.
Well, do you have a specific date picked out for reopening?
We do not. At this point, there is a lot of work that we're doing to be able to facilitate these changes. It's a process. And as I said, we really want to focus on doing it right. We were targeting mid to early, late-ish. That's not really a time frame, but mid-August-ish is kind of what we had been looking at. And again, we will announce more, including what titles we reopen with as we get closer to knowing what that is.
Adam, even though you do have plans to reopen, do you also want to continue the Living Room Film Festival that you've had online?
You know, it's actually been a great thing for us. It just so happened that very quickly, distributors kind of flipped their model. They said, you know, instead of having to come to the theater to see exclusive content, what if the theaters were inviting people to watch this exclusive content at home? You can't stream this anywhere else. And if you buy a ticket for this film to watch online in your home, it will directly benefit, in our case, the Normal Theater. But it has been really wonderful for us during this time as we're getting comments back from people saying, you know, sometimes we just can't make it. Sometimes we can't make it out for a weekend and we miss a film we really wanted to see. So ideally, we can find a blend of having the films both in the theater and also available to watch at home. And I know some distributors are already looking at trying to find a way of doing that. As long as we can continue to offer those virtual screenings, we will, but it is dependent on what content is available and how the distributors work with us to present that.
That's Adam Fox, civic arts manager for the Town of Normal. When the Normal Theater does open again, Fox says the initial schedule will be light and mostly on the weekends. I'm Laura Kennedy.